Hi everyone, it's Cicely Majeed. I'm back and I have been talking to you about my November campaign, which is New Beginnings. So I will be doing these audios every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the month of November. Now the first one was just an introductory campaign just to let you know what it was all about and how important New Beginnings are and how important, more importantly, it is to be prepared and ready for your new beginning. Because that's important. New beginnings happen all the time. And if you're not ready, you may not be able to receive your new beginning or accept it or merge into it peacefully and with strength and able to take on whatever it is that comes your way that's a part of your new beginning. So, because I am actually experiencing some new beginnings in my life right now, I am preparing for those things that come with the new beginning. It's stress, but it's good stress. And there's a lot of positive things that come with new beginnings. You know, maybe some things can happen and you might think about that, like, oh no, you know, I don't know if I really want to go in that door and go down that road and let this happen in my life. This and this can happen. Well, also good things can happen too. So either way, you need to be prepared for whatever comes your way. You need to be ready for your new beginning. So let's get started. So this is step number one. This is the process of forgiveness. And forgiveness is very important. You need to forgive yourself and you need to forgive other people. And if you don't do that, if you're not able to do that, you're going to have a really hard time interacting in the world and getting on and moving forward and growing internally and whatever you have to do in your life. So I wanted to help you with that because I have been through it. I've been through some stuff. I've gone through the process and steps of forgiveness, whether it's myself or forgiving somebody else. And it happens. You know, sometimes we have to forgive people every single day for a small slight or a big slight or something that they did, you know, a mistake that they made. So you tell me, how does it feel when you do not forgive others? It doesn't feel good, does it? When you hold on to something like that, you feel, you know, like knots inside of you. You may have anger you're holding on to and you just don't feel really good. You know, you're thinking about this person or you're thinking about a situation that happened and, you know, that person hurt you and you just really, really upset and you don't like it. You don't want to experience that feeling. You don't want to see that person anymore and you just keep thinking about it and rehashing it. That's not fun, you know, and who has time for that? I know I don't. I don't have time for unforgiveness. So even though someone may have come against me or said something against me, I have to let it go. I have to forgive that person because if I don't, I'm going to hold on to poison and I do not want to poison myself. I have too much to do in the world. Too much I want to do for other people and for myself. I have goals. I have dreams. I'd like to be married one day, have some kids, a dog, and a beautiful home, and continue to build my business. And in order for me to get there and to enjoy those things, I have to let go of the things that have hurt me in the past or anything that somebody has said. Otherwise, how do I communicate with my new spouse? How do I communicate with my kids? How do I teach my children how to forgive others and to forgive themselves if they should do something to hurt someone else? So I have to start. That's my new beginning. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm planning it. I am ready for it. And I have to make sure that I take this step in order to do that. So next question is, how do you feel when you do forgive? You feel good. You feel peaceful. You've released something and you can wake up the next morning and you're thinking about your day. You're thinking about the things you're going to do, your plans with friends, family, and you feel good. You're not sitting on your bed or laying in your bed or sitting on the couch staring at the wall thinking about what this person did or what that person said. And who has time for that? You don't need to do that. So I would rather feel good letting it go and not worrying about what that person did to me. Because, you know, hurt people hurt people. I've read that book. There's a book called Hurt People Hurt People. I read it years ago. And that kind of helped me actually get to this point. Because I had times in my life where I held grudges against people because of something that they did or said to me. And it's not fun. And when I read this book, I said, you know what? Everybody's here to live their lives. And nobody wants to be hurt. But, you know, when people hurt you, it's because they're hurting too. So we have to remember that they're going through something in their lives. They're dealing with something too, and it's not always intentional. So we have to get over ourselves. So Let me talk to you about the process of the steps to forgiveness. Now, I got this from a book that I read, and I'll tell you about that at the end of this recording. And this book is really, really amazing. It's an audio book, and I would listen to it when I was driving, when I drive back and forth to work. It's over now, so I don't listen to it anymore. I actually downloaded something else. But this one was really great. I got it from Scribd. It was about joy, and it talked about forgiveness. And in order to have joy, you have to be able to forgive yourself and other people. So that book was really, really amazing for me. It was huge in what I wanted to help other people with and help myself with, because I've had people that have just recently, you know, have caused harm to my heart, you know, been rude or disrespectful, or said something against me, or, you know, lied about me or tried to hurt me in some way. And that hurts, you know, and I'm tired of it, but that's life. You know, it happens. People, you know, don't think right, or their hearts are wrong or something like that. So they may hurt you in some way. And when I listened to this book, I was like, well, I know I have to have joy. You know, I want to have joy. I want to have fun in life. I want to be able to laugh. And I want to be able to hold on to the relationships that I have. You know, my friends are really, really important to me. I love them. And my family is even more important to me. And so if I don't forgive what somebody did to me, how can I interact with my family? How can I talk to them and hang out with them and feel good about being with them? You know, if I can't forgive other people, then if my family does something that hurts me, then I won't be able to forgive them, and then I'm alone. So that defeats the purpose of, you know, moving forward and bringing more people into my circle. And not only that, I work with youth, and youth are very, very, it's a little bit difficult for them to let things go because they're going through a lot of stuff in their brain, their emotions, or, I mean, lots of stuff is going on in their bodies and, you know, the makeup of their development. And so I have to be able to teach my youth, practice what I preach and teach it to them, because they're becoming adults. So I want them to be able to forgive as well, because, you know, when you're a teenager, you've got a lot of stuff coming at you, and you may tend to blow it out of proportion, because a lot of teens do that. And if you do that, you know, you're going to have a lot of issues, and sometimes people hold on to that. I watched this movie I want to tell you briefly about. It was a Lifetime movie. I love Lifetime. But anyway, it's really dramatic, and it just kind of takes me out of my element. You know, I've had a rough day, and I turn on a Lifetime movie, and I'm into the movie. But anyway, it was about this woman. I forgot what it was called, but this woman, something happened to her in high school. She was in the locker room, and some guys came in into the locker room. She was talking to her friend in there. And they grabbed her and put her in a chair, and they held her down, and they painted her face like a clown. Then they pushed her out into the auditorium, where I think they were about to have a party or something. And everybody started laughing at her, and they were poking fun at her, and they called her Piggy Pink or something. They made fun of her with a really, really sad name, and it broke her heart, you know. And then she became an adult, and she became a cop. And I guess, you know, when she held onto that hurt, and she wanted to feel strong and powerful. So she has this badge and this gun now, and she feels really good about herself. But she runs into her old friend that she was in the locker room with, and she held on to that pain, and she remembered what happened, and she thought that her friend was a part of it. And she held on to unforgiveness. She held this grudge. And so she set out to get revenge against the woman that was trying to befriend her now that they were adults. And also a guy that she had saw who initiated what happened in the locker room. So she held on to this, and she was really, really angry. And she set out, and she just went on a killing spree, just trying to get rid of people, trying to ruin this woman's marriage. And it was madness. And I thought, I was like, is she serious? I mean, I can understand. Even then, you can forgive somebody. You know, rape, murder, beating somebody up. You want to hold on to that. You really, really want to hurt someone, because that's painful stuff. However, she was put in a chair, and her face was painted, and they called her names, and they made fun of her. And this happens in high school and grade school. We know that. Elementary, you know, we got the bullies around, and it happens. You don't want to hold on to that when you're an adult, because why would you do that? You're going to live a miserable life. You're going to push people away. All you're going to think about is stealing from them. You'll get jealous of them, taking this from them, and hurting them. And it's just not worth it. So I was like, blown away when I saw this movie, and I was like, oh my God, I have to talk about this because this is huge. People do this. They grow up and they remember something that happened 20 years ago and they're still holding on to that, and it's causing so much anger and pain and suffering, and they don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. You know, that woman would be free. She'd have a nice relationship with her friend that she reunited with, and she would let it go, and she'd be a really good cop. But she was a bad cop, and it ended really well, but I'm not going to tell you all that. But anyway, so I just wanted to tell you that part, but now let's jump right into it. So it's Thursday, November 7th. What a perfect day for forgiveness. So let's talk about the process steps to forgiveness so you can have your new beginning. Number one, you want to tell your story. It's important that you're able to talk about what happened to you that is leading you to the point of forgiveness. Doesn't matter how bad the incident or incidents were, you need to be able to tell your story, either just out loud to yourself so you acknowledge that it happened, or to a close friend or family member or counselor that you trust. Write it down, even so you get it out in the open and you let go of what you're holding inside. So number one, tell your story. Number two, name the hurt. So go ahead and look at yourself in the mirror. Tell yourself how hurt you are or were because of what happened. Identify how it made you feel and what happened inside because of it. Again, if you acknowledge that something negative happened to you and you were able to verbalize that it hurt you and identify the emotions that you felt because of it, you are able to name that hurt. You'll feel better because you've let it out, you've identified it, it's not holding you back anymore. This is also a great way to let go. So number two, name the hurt. Number three, grant forgiveness. Now that you have told your story and named the hurt, give yourself permission to release the poison for your benefit and grant that forgiveness. Now, this will probably take some time because no one wants to be hurt by anyone. And if we are, we want to hurt the other person back. But that can just cause more suffering and delay the forgiveness and release. I will put some Bible verses in here about some forgiveness. And if you're a Christian, I'm sure you already know these Bible verses, but I'm going to put it in there anyway because it helps. When you think about forgiveness, it helps if you read that and you remember what the Bible says about it. It resonates with me anytime I have a situation where I have to forgive someone for something they said or did to me. I want to live and walk like Jesus so I can draw people to me in his honor because of what he did for me. That's the least I can do. And in order to do that, I have to remember that God wants me to forgive others so God can forgive my trespasses. I mean, who are we to get on our knees and say, oh God, please forgive me for what I did or what I said to that person to hurt him or her. And then someone does something against us and we hold a grudge or try to hurt them back. We don't have that right. And how can you ask for forgiveness if you refuse to grant it to someone else? Let that marinate with you for a minute. Think about that. Doesn't make any sense. So work through whatever it is you have to work through and grant that person or group of people forgiveness in honor of Jesus forgiving us and dying on the cross for all of us. He didn't have to do that. Not to mention, I know Jesus forgave all the people who beat him within an inch of his life and those who nailed him to the cross and ridiculed him. No one ever can say what happened to them was that bad. So how can we not forgive if Jesus forgave that? Think about that one. You let go and you feel better and you can move forward instead of dwelling on what happened to you and how hurt you are. That's no way to live. You need peace. So forgive and you will have peace. So number three, grant forgiveness. Number four, last but not least, renew or release the relationship. Once you make the decision to forgive someone, it's time to decide if you want to continue with that relationship or release it. So that means you have to ask yourself some really hard questions. Do I want to renew this relationship and allow this person back into my life and in my heart? Or do I feel better letting them and the relationship go? You have the right to let the relationship go. Forgiveness doesn't mean you have to remain friends or lovers or husband and wife or coworkers or neighbors who hang out or keep working for the boss that hurt you. It means you are in control of where the relationship goes from this point on. So don't feel bad if you have to let someone go. That's your choice. but make sure you have forgiven them so you can let them go. If you don't forgive them, you are still holding on to the relationship, and that causes more pain. So when you're strong enough to renew a relationship that you want to keep or hold on to, then you're giving yourself permission to continue connecting with them, and you're reminding yourself that this person really means something to you and you don't want to be without them in your life. They made a mistake, and we all make mistakes, and that means it's possible they can make another mistake and hurt you again. But it also means the relationship can get better and you both have grown from what happened and you're able to move on without rehashing the past. That takes guts and strength and an honest internal check about who you want to be, who you are, and how important a specific relationship is to you. If you keep pushing people away because they hurt you, then you have no one. So, is this relationship worth renewing or releasing? That's number four, renew it or release it. Now, if you want someone to forgive you for anything you have said or done, I encourage you to repeat the steps above, but this time, make sure you forgive yourself first. Otherwise, you will not allow the person you care about to forgive you at all. You will run from them or hide from them, avoid them at every cost because you're so afraid of the hurt you caused them. So you keep them at arm's length, thinking about what you did over and over and over again. And they're probably just living their lives, having fun and doing their thing, moving forward while you're the one who's stuck. How much fun is that? That makes no sense. So you need to give yourself permission to let go of your internal strife and anger you have with yourself for whatever mistake you have made. Again, if you want God to forgive you or other people to forgive you for something you said or did, then let it go and move on so you can be free and have some peace. And then contact the person, email, letter, phone call, or have them meet you somewhere and tell your side of the story. Then name the hurt and how it made you feel and how you think they may have felt because of what you did. Tell them you decided to forgive yourself. That's huge. And now you are asking for their forgiveness and you would like to renew the relationship. But let them know that they have the option to release you and the relationship and you'll be all right. And you have to be all right because life goes on and they have that right. That takes a lot of strength, but I know you can do it. So remember, unforgiveness poisons you, not the other person. Revenge hurts you and the other person. You don't have the right, nor do you need to do that. Let God handle vengeance. That's in the Bible too. That's what God says. Why don't you believe God? And forgiveness brings peace of mind, body, and spirit. And we all need that every day. Give people room to mess up because they will. But you don't have to see them again if they do. And you don't have to hold on to the hurt they caused you because it's just not worth it. Joy is the key to living. So find your joy and let it go. Let live and forgive. Now you can actually see or visualize your new beginning because forgiveness leads you to the door that has your new beginning waiting for you. So walk on through, honey. You got it. All right. So I'm glad that I was able to talk to you about that. That is the end of step one, self-forgiveness and forgiving others. I am going to once again give you a link to the transcript once I post this on Facebook and Pinterest and LinkedIn and Instagram. There will be a link to the transcript for this. And at the bottom of this transcript will be some resources and tools for you, which will be the name of that book, which is called The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. And you can get that book on Scribd or probably anywhere, but I'll put the link on there for you and I'll also put my website so you can see what my mission in life is. And I can't fulfill that mission unless I forgive myself for anything or I am able to forgive others. So you may have amazing missions out there. You may have an awesome ministry. You may have a group of people waiting for you that need you. So you have to get over yourself and think about those people and you have to let people go. You have to be able to deal with whatever comes your way so that you can forge ahead, move forward in life, and accept your new beginning. Ta-ta for now.